This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
At the American Dreamer STEM Academy with food each weekend during the school year. This year, Big Blue Backpacks will serve 160 students with these meals. Big Blue Backpacks provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks to children in hopes to ease hunger and related academic deficits. For more information on Big Blue Backpacks, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Is another wave coming or already here? I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. With around 3 million Americans daily getting coronavirus vaccines, there's debate among disease experts about where we stand with it.
Government officials are hesitant to say whether a new wave of COVID is here, hoping that vaccines can counteract it. Dr. Michael Osterholm directs the Center for Infectious Disease Research at the University of Minnesota. He said on Fox News Sunday he believes a fourth wave is here, and nations are showing a way forward.
There isn't a country in the world right now that has seen a big increase in this B117 that is not locking down. We're the exception.
B117 is the UK COVID variant. Osterholm says it indicates countries could not contain the variant until lockdowns were initiated.
Fox's Bernal Scott. There's a state of emergency with more than 300 homes evacuated because of a wastewater pond breach in Manatee County, Florida, in the southwestern part of the state. The concern is flooding.
Manatee County utility customers can rest assured that their drinking water is completely safe to drink. The water distribution system is a closed system without any way for flood water to enter.
County Commission Chair Vanessa Baugh. Israel's prime minister goes on trial.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has driven past protesters, both supporters and critics, as his trial for alleged corruption begins in Jerusalem. Prosecutors began by alleging Netanyahu used favors as a currency that could be traded, helping a news website with regulators and then seeking positive coverage in return. The Prime Minister denies the charges. His trial is opening just as he tries to form a government after an inconclusive election last month. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Testimony about police training is expected to be the focus of the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis when it resumes this morning. He is charged with murder and manslaughter in George Floyd's death with Chauvin's knee on his neck during his arrest last May. America's listening to Fox News.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week. No charge.
Aw, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
No big surprise, a victory for President Putin's party in Russia.
With nearly all votes counted, Russia's ruling party is heading for a comprehensive victory in parliamentary elections. Supporters of United Russia, which backs President Vladimir Putin, celebrated as results were returned.
Putin! Putin! Putin!
But it wasn't a straightforward election. Many opposition candidates were barred from standing. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny is in jail, and his allies were declared extremists. Kremlin critics are also alleging widespread fraud. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda is found guilty of terrorism charges there, accused of being in a group that launched deadly attacks in Rwanda in 2018 and 19. Paul Rusesabagina calls the trial a sham and says he was kidnapped from Belgium, where he lives, and taken to Rwanda against his will. He saved hundreds of people during a genocide by hiding them in his hotel. September's Childhood Obesity Awareness Month.
This is House Call for Health. Approximately 1 in 5 children has obesity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls the disease complex with many contributing factors. But they also suggest several things parents and caregivers can do to help on the journey to good health. Step 1, eat the rainbow, a mixture of fruits, veggies, whole grains, lean proteins, and lower fat-free dairy. 2, move more, get exercising. 3, slow down on both eating sugar and drinking sugary drinks. 4, reduce screen time. And finally, get better sleep. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Sunday Night Football, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson rushes for 2 touchdowns, including the game winner with a minute left in the game.
Third and goal. Jackson will not take it from the gun, from the pistol. Keeping himself untouched into the end zone.
Call on NBC. The Ravens beat the Chiefs 36-35. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is now accepting new patients. They offer family, pediatric, geriatric medicine, and women's health OB and lactation services. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is a FQHC facility and accepts many insurances. They provide quality, knowledgeable care for not only you, but your entire family. Call today and become a new patient where they go the extra step for your health care. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, 872-3800.
I think I still have hearing in one ear. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
And today we have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 2 p.m. It's going to be cloudy to start and gradually becoming sunny the rest of the way with a high of 84. Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of heavy rainfall and low around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms and more heavy rain, high of 72. Wednesday's looking the best, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 20th edition of Byers & Company. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in the studios. We'll also visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we have tickets to give away to the Devon Amphitheater this weekend. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in the studios. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, I did. It was a nice weekend. Got to go to the Devon and got out on the boat a little bit last night.
How was the, I'm assuming you went to see Three Dog Night?
Man, were they old.
Yeah.
They did a great job, but I mean they...
Okay, well, I'll be 55 on October 7th, and I was like a child, like a kindergartner, when my parents had their records. So, yeah, they're
and
old.
It was my childhood, too, in my teenage years. You know, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. Loved that song when I was probably 10.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean...
Do the math.
But they... I'm very happy to be 60-something.
No, I meant do the math on them.
One of them was 78 or 79.
Crazy, right?
And so, but they're still moving. And they brought out a chair for one guy at one point going, you know, he needs... But he didn't sit for very long. He just kind of take a break. He said he'd had hip replacement or something, and... Bless his heart, but you know they were good. The music was still there. People were singing.
How was the crowd?
It was really good.
Yeah,
really good.
And people enjoyed it.
Absolutely,
it's like comfort music in a way, right?
Well, you know the words, you understand the music.
You know,
and it's all people about you know my age. So
sure, Papa told me. there you have it. Can we get a chair, please? Bill had a hip replacement surgery a few months ago.
He's not busting a move like he used
to. No, I get it. I get it. Well, as long as everyone had fun and it sounded great, there you have it. This weekend is the last weekend, official weekend. We still have Decatur's Got Talent coming up in October. But the official season of the Devon Amphitheater wraps up this weekend.
This summer just... flew by, and I'm not really sure why, because I feel like I was more busy than usual.
Pent up for, you know, 18 months, able to go out and do some things.
Absolutely.
Yet the community continues to struggle, and if you look at just between September 10th through September 17th, there were 11 COVID-19 related deaths, and the cases are still surging. I don't know what we'll see this afternoon sometime, what the weekend numbers look like. Hospitals are still strained, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they are. And part of it is, Brian, you know, healthcare workers are so fatigued. And many of them, we've seen a lot of nurses in the community basically taking a break in their career. Mm-hmm. And whether it's to stay home or to look at some other things, but just, you know, they're exhausted. They came through, you know, going into last, you know, fall is when we started to see it get bad here in October, November, December, January. It was terrible. And you had nurses and doctors and healthcare techs that made it through what we all expected was the worst thing ever. And it's not over. I mean, I think we went into spring and summer thinking, okay, sigh of relief. We have the vaccine. People are getting vaccinated. This is the end. And
or at least that the end might be in sight. Yes.
Yeah. And it's not at all. And I'll go, you know, I've talked about this for a while, but early on in the pandemic, Drew Early said something that I thought was really profound. And this is back when we were just trying to get everybody tested that needed to be tested because they'd been exposed and we had cars lined up around the Civic Center. He said, we've got to learn how to live with COVID. And I think that is probably the truest statement of all, because it's not going to go away. We are going to see different strains of it. And I think the vaccines will continue to evolve. And hopefully we can get a handle on this. So that
we're not going to get a handle with 42% vaccinated. Right?
No, we're not.
We're not going to get a handle. I was reading Councilman Horn's LinkedIn post last night. According to his numbers from June 11th, which was the day that we entered into phase five, through the last report from the Macon County Health Department, the total number of confirmed cases of all ages combined increased 30%. In children 0 to 9, the number of cases have increased 62%. And the number of cases in children 10 to 19 have increased 53%. Literally, the 0 to 19-year-olds have made up 30% of the new cases in Macon County since that June 11th date through September 17th.
And we really shouldn't be surprised by those numbers, considering our low vaccination rate.
The fact that more older people have been vaccinated than younger people.
And, you know, a lot of the precautions that were in place, you know, really enforced social distancing things. You know, most kids were not in school last year. They weren't. You know, there are some private schools that were open, but now schools are open, kids are around each other, there are places to go, things to do, and, you know, even though a lot of those activities are outside, you will not see very many people wearing masks. And knowing the number of, you know, just the percentage in our population that is not vaccinated.
Yeah, we take a small trip down the road to Taylorville.
Yeah.
And reading on Capital Facts on Friday, a 17-year-old student died of COVID-related pneumonia over, you know, this past week, and their very own school district balked at the statewide mask mandate. The superintendent there signed an open letter denouncing the state's mandate as a violation of local control. They tried to, at first, sort of not answer questions about this and then tried to get out front of it. And now they say it's an unspeakable tragedy and there are no words. Yeah, there are. Wear a mask.
Well, Brian, the people who are getting really sick from COVID, the ones who are in the hospital, the ones who are dying, largely are unvaccinated. It's well over 90%. The people who are very, very sick are not vaccinated. And those people predominantly did not believe that they would get sick. They honestly didn't ever anticipate that they would be the ones, you know, on the other side of
no,
an IV.
They buried a 29-year-old woman in Kentucky over the weekend in the church that she was supposed to be married in that same weekend. And because she was buying into this fertility stuff and worrying about, you know, going into childbearing years. And same thing, Nicki Minaj is pushing out to like 20 million followers. I don't get it. I don't understand it at this point. I mean, we're so far past. I mean, I get that the misinformation is out there. I get that there's a lot of sources that are spreading bad news. Talk to your doctor.
And you know, Brian, there are people in the healthcare industry that are resistant to the vaccine, and I really do not understand that, because these are people who base their livelihoods on science, and the science is on the side of the vaccine. And so I have a really hard time, and I just – It's like you have to get COVID before you believe it's real. And that
and
is
hopefully
tragic.
You can survive that because all too often.
And hopefully you don't give it to your child or your grandmother. And then they're the ones who get it because you didn't do what you should have done.
All right. And yet they're readily available. And they're out there. You can go to, and I know Dale and you know, crossing and you know, the hospitals and the testing. We had a case where our 17-year-old was exposed at school. It was, I believe, 8 days later before contact tracing call.
And that's really not very effective.
I mean, it's not. We knew.
Right.
Because of just anecdotal evidence. And then we went and got the shield testing done, you know, last Friday. And thankfully, all of that came back. But, I mean, with a school district of like 8,600 kids, I mean, it's almost untenable. I mean, I don't even know how you operate.
Well, all of this is hard. And we tend to make it harder. But, Brian, there are also people out there who may know that they've been exposed, but they can't afford to be gone from work. And so they take a risk that puts other people at risk, too, by continuing to show up and go to work. And so I don't know how we overcome that. But it's trying to change the mindset of people is kind of a stalemate. It's people are so dug in at this point. Incentives don't seem to move. And as much knowledge as you can put out there, as much information, it doesn't seem to matter.
I was reading about a school board member in Fargo who was either a dentist or a pediatrician. I mean, she was a healthcare professional who ran for the school board during COVID because, you know, people appreciated her expertise and all of that. And now they are trying to recall her from the school board because she voted in favor of masks in schools.
Wow.
I mean, it is just this turn on a dime kind of thing. And I don't see the kids having major problems with it. I'm not saying you don't have a kid here or there who comes in and said, we're filing an injunction. I mean, you know, that kind of language. But the vast majority of them.
And look, nobody likes wearing masks, you know, for hours on end. I mean, nobody does. And I think kids adapt to things more easily than adults do. But if you're not going to get vaccinated, please wear masks. Please, you know, distance yourself from others just for everybody's sake.
And yet life goes on.
It does.
And things are, you know, there will be a meme created today that I am only whatever because, you know, I'm encouraging people to go to the Devon Amphitheater and die, and I don't really care about COVID. And there'll be people that will go, oh, well, you're just a Nazi that wants to take over everyone's life and everything in between. I think the sides, the noisy percentages of the sides has got to, or at least people just have to go, look, that is what it is, and it's just white noise, and let's try to live our lives, but do it as safely as possible.
The anger is what I don't understand, and it's anger on both sides, and I think you're right. I think that you've got really loud people who are very, very much to the right on this and much to the left on this, and it's the people in the middle that are suffering.
Yes.
And that's the majority.
Or people who are buying into this to reinforce whatever it is, whatever fear they have or anxiety they have or ignorance they have about any of the above. They just look for those voices that support their opinion, and emotionally that's enough.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. When they talked way back when the web was being developed about the information superhighway and how we would have all this knowledge at our fingertips, I think we all thought it was going to be a great thing, and I think this is one of the examples of with every great thing comes the other side.
Well, and then when they build it with algorithms that are only going to reinforce your opinion and show you what you want to see, based on, I saw a Facebook ad on TV last night, Nick, first of all, do they advertise on TV a lot, or is that sort of abnormal?
It's somewhat.
I guess I don't watch a lot of normal. I mean, I think I was watching The Walking Dead or something. Anyway, you know, about how, you know, these groups can come together and it's like, that's the last thing I see. I mean, I know it's used for that. All I see is divide and conquer.
And just the divide in this country, I'm telling you, it's like the Civil War. I don't think this nation has been as divided.
Do you worry about, you know, you're taking leadership role in the municipal league, what this does for the potential of recruiting local candidates for office?
It was difficult before.
It's always been difficult.
It's always been difficult, but, you know, you had people who were willing to step up. Now, we did have a number of people who ran for city council in this last election, many of whom, you know, were relative newcomers that really wanted to step up and serve. But it is very, very difficult to get people to, you know, even filling boards and commissions in the city of Decatur is not always that easy, because it comes with the potential that you're going to be, you know, hung up on social media or what have you. But, you know, I think overall the majority of people in this community are great people who want great things for this city. And hopefully, you know, as, you know, councilmen, mayors, we come and go, you know, but you really need
to there's fewer and fewer. And to me, it gets more watered down and more watered down and more watered down, because decent people just won't put themselves through that. And I mean, I don't blame them.
You know, Brian, I don't either. And, you know, those are conversations that I have with people when I talk to them about running for office, you know, and just understand that it's out there. And that can really, because people have families, they have kids, and, you know, that's who takes it harder than anybody else. It's your wife or your husband and your kids. And, you know, they're just the innocent bystanders as you're trying to do public service.
Last night, or I actually should say approximately 3:23 a.m. On the 19th, Decatur police officers responded to the 1300 block of East Walnut and responded by finding a 17-year-old male and a 17-year-old female both shot in the head. And the female victim died as of the last update from the Decatur Police Department. The male's victim's injuries were considered life-threatening, but he was still alive. I don't know if you have any updated information on that.
Yeah, I don't have much, you know, but they were sitting in a car and were shot at, and now a young woman is dead. A young man is fighting for his life, and this is completely unacceptable. And, Brian, you've got to believe that these are illegal weapons that are on the street, and they're coming from somewhere, and we need to get the weapons off the street. We need to get people put in jail, and they're going to be the people responsible for this will be found.
We've had a lot of this. Are they random, or are they retaliation and response? I mean, I remember, if I go back to the early 90s and what we went through with gangs in this community, where there was a lot of this going on. It was, you know, one shooting then caused four or five or six shootings because it was all related to some sort of retaliation against some sort of offense taken by someone. And
I fully expect there to be another shooting today, quite honestly, because they are random, but not random, because generally my understanding is, you know, you've got some gang elements here fighting it out, whether it's over a girl or over, you know, drugs or whatever their issue is or whatever the power structure is. But that doesn't mean when you go to random, you know, whether this young woman was involved or not, she was around people who somebody thought was. I don't think there's so much just shooting up in the air or shooting out in the street. However, we have had a lot of victims here. You know, one is way too many, but we've had a couple of small children hit, one inside a house, one in the back seat of grandma's car. Because so that's the randomness, is they don't care. They're not just out to kill the guy or shoot the guy that they are at odds with. They're shooting up, and whoever's around, you know, bullets don't see faces.
There's no comfort in the fact that this is going on nationwide.
No,
and even
it's all
globally.
Over Central Illinois. It's in Springfield. City leaders are so frustrated.
Right.
And
what can you do?
And that's the big question. You know, this needs to stop. I don't honestly, you know, people take to the streets and they hold marches for peace and for answers, et cetera. I don't think that that's reaching the people that need it. In my opinion, it needs to be a crackdown from law enforcement. We need to get the guns off the street. We need to give police the ability to do their job to keep our community safe. And that is not the direction we seem to be going.
How can people help?
Well, number one, they need to speak up.
Generally, this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. Nope. Somebody knows.
Everybody knows. You know, we've got new technology that enables us to do a lot more than we could 5 years ago. We have, you know, police body cameras. There are cameras all over the place. We're going to find you. We will find you if you're responsible, but it sure would help if we had members of this community needs to take the community back. And sitting, you know, in your house, and I understand that there are people who are afraid. Go to Crime Stoppers. That's anonymous. They're not going to know. But we need the information. We need the help.
Is that 423 tips? I think marketing must work, right?
I can just recall
that right at the top of my head.
But dial 217.
Yes, absolutely. I still get stuck on that one a little bit. All right, we'll take one quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf right after this. Stay tuned. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 2 p.m. It's going to be cloudy to start and sunny the rest of the way with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of heavy rainfall and a low around 63 with some wind. For Tuesday, showers and heavy rain could produce some thunderstorms as well, high near 72. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees. Your WSOY time, 725.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old-fashioned.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I would also be remiss not to mention that a suspect that was taken into custody over the last number of days also tried to run down one of our detectives with the Decatur Police Department, was later arrested after high-speed chase, found to have possession of a gun, as you just mentioned earlier. There are our men and women in law enforcement are out there in the absolute worst conditions. I talked to you earlier about running for city council or running for school boards. There's not a profession under more scrutiny, deserved or not, than the members of our police departments. They're out there trying to take these bad actors off the streets. There's a million excuses for the bad actors. No mistakes allowed on the other side. It's an incredibly tough job for our men and women in law enforcement.
It was tough before these times, Brian, but we've had, as you mentioned, the officer who was, thankfully, he was able to roll off the car so he didn't get, you know, seriously injured or killed. We've had an officer who was, you know, a guy, he was ambushed, came up, fortunately was a bad shot and didn't kill him.
Yep.
You know, we can't, I don't know the answers, but, you know, our police officers are, who do we call when we need help?
I know, but this world is upside down where a neighborhood would rather take a chance of just getting randomly shot sitting in their couch by, you know, random gunfire from, you know, some retaliation of a shooting, you know, 10 days ago than cooperate with the people who are sworn to protect.
And not all of this is happening at 3 in the morning. A lot of it's happening in broad daylight, at 10 in the morning, at 4:30 in the afternoon on a major street in Decatur that's not in a bad part of the city. It's not limited to, so if you think this doesn't matter to you, you're wrong.
Crime Stoppers, it's anonymous. You can stay protected and do the right thing for the reason, the right reason.
And we need the help of the public.
Folks off the streets.
Absolutely.
Mayor, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back, we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Still ahead here today, there's going to be a major event for the Hispanic community here in town. And Dr. Z will join us from Richland Community College to tell you how you can participate. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Thursday, there have been 3 deaths and 67 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. 2 of the residents were females in their 80s, and 1 was a male in his 70s. The Illinois Department of Public Health and the Macon County Health Department have identified 353 variant COVID-19 cases in Macon County. Thus far, there have been 7 variants found in Macon County. Macon County has now had a total of 14,298 since the start of the pandemic. Support natural areas and wildlife by riding your bicycle in Prairie Petal. The Macon County Conservation Foundation will hold this annual bicycling fundraiser event on Sunday, September 26th at Rock Springs Conservation Area. This fundraiser supports natural areas and wildlife in Macon County. Healthy natural areas are vital to our community. They help ensure we have clean air and water, space for wildlife, and they are part of our community's way of life, offering hiking, fishing, wildlife viewing, and many other forms of outdoor recreation. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There could be another weapon in the fight against COVID. Pfizer-BioNTech out with an announcement on their vaccine, which,
according to their tests, works in children as young as 5, and will be now asking the FDA to authorize it in the coming days.
Fox's Steve Ducey, kids account for about a fifth of COVID cases in the country. President Biden expected to speak with his French counterpart in the wake of a move involving a submarine deal which enraged Paris.
France is understood to have cancelled a meeting between its defense secretary and her British counterpart. It's the latest indication of French anger after the US, Britain and Australia announced a new security alliance. The pact saw Australia scrapping a contract to buy French submarines. France says President Emmanuel Macron will speak with President Biden soon.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 872-1282. West McKinley.
Later. First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com. Or come see Matt Beavers and Doug DeHorty in Decatur. First National Bank, the quality bank.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms up until around 2 p.m. It'll be cloudy to start and gradually sunny as the day goes on. High of about 84 for tonight. Chance of rain continues with some thunderstorms and heavy rainfall, low around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain and a high of 72. Wednesday, no rain, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. We welcome Mark Topper back into the fold. Good to have you with us on this Monday morning. Let's start with baseball and the Cardinals.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Good to be back. This is what we've been talking about as a possibility. There were mornings when I was telling Nick, when I was almost embarrassed to say, this is what's possible, you know, if the Cardinals do it. And the question was when or if, and the answer is now. They're doing it right now. They beat San Diego yesterday 8-7. They've won 8 in a row. This is their first 8-game winning streak since 2018. Comes at an absolutely perfect time. At a weird game yesterday with the key play in the first inning when the Cardinals had the bases loaded. They had Nolan Arenado at the plate. He hits a pop-up. And Fernando Tatis comes in, and, you know, he's thinking, I'm going to catch this ball and fire it to the plate. And instead, he lets the ball hit his glove, drops for an error, and then makes a mental error by throwing the ball to the plate, because that's after you drop the ball, that's not the play any longer. And, you know, that was sort of typifies what the Padres had been up to the day before. You had Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado in a big shouting match in the dugout. It's crazy. But the result for the Cardinals is that they now have a 3-game lead for the second National League wild card spot, 3 games over Cincinnati, 3.5 over Philadelphia. And now comes this crazy portion of the schedule. We've talked about this before, how the season ends for them. They have 13 games to go, and they'll all be against 2 teams. 4 at Milwaukee starting tonight, 3 at the Cubs, and then the final 6 at home, 3 against Milwaukee and 3 against the Cubs. So tonight it is Jake Woodford against Freddie Peralta, 640 games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Also, John Lester against Brandon Woodford on Tuesday, Miles Michaelis against Adrian Hauser on Wednesday, and then the guy who, in my opinion, is the MVP of the Cardinals team, Adam Wainwright, against Corbin Burns Thursday afternoon at 1:10. So it's happened late. There were times when you just didn't think maybe they were going to get it together and do it, and yet they're doing it now, and they've really got some great momentum.
No doubt about it. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is completely ignoring them and acting like they have no chance, because that's working.
There you go.
And then when they get into the postseason, then I'll decide to get out the public rooting bandwagon. All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little football, Illini, Bears, et cetera. Brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, coming soon to downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, football.
Well, Illinois lost to Maryland on Friday night, 20-7. This was a crazy game. They were in position to win this game. They were up 17-10. The key moment of the game, probably 4th-and-1 from the Maryland 40, less than 5 minutes to go. And Brett Bielema has a decision to make. What's he going to do on 4th-and-1? Is he going to go for it? Is he going to punt? There were a couple of factors in his head. They did not have the running back that you would like to have in that situation, and that is true freshman Josh McCray, who's a 240-pound kid who really looks good. But he was dinged, and he was out of the game. Chase Brown was out of the game. And then probably the deciding factor in my mind is that I don't think he has any confidence in his offensive line right now. They maybe should have gone for it anyhow, but they didn't. They punted the ball, and Maryland whipped the ball down the field, scored, tied the game at 17. Illinois got the ball back and had probably the worst possession you could ever imagine, back-to-back sacks by Brandon Peters, and then a penalty, and ended up making Blake Hayes punt the ball from their own end zone, which quickly set up the game-winning field goal, and Maryland drove down and kicked it through on his last possession. You wonder what the Illinois coaches are saying behind doors, because they're trying to maintain, you know, a certain amount of optimism within the team. They're not wanting to, you know, sometimes the most damaging thing you could do is to tell the truth about somebody, and they don't want to tell the truth about how they really feel about things, but they can't be happy with this offensive line. They can't be happy with their wide receiver group, and they can't be happy with their options at quarterback. Brandon Peters was not good the other night, 10 of 26. He got sacked 6 times. We've seen Art Sitkowski, you know, I mean, it's just Their options aren't very good there. Josh McCray, the running back I mentioned, has really looked good. They will find out today more about his injury, but that was a tough one. They play at Purdue Saturday at 2:30. The Bears ended up with the identical score, 20-17, but they ended up on the right side of it, holding off Cincinnati. Everyone's been clamoring for Justin Fields at quarterback. Well, you may be getting only Justin Fields at quarterback. Andy Dalton with a knee injury in the second quarter. They don't think it's a serious ACL injury. We'll find out more today about what they say about that. But Justin Fields was not real sharp yesterday. He's an athlete, and he is, I think, going to be a very good quarterback. And he ran for a late first down, which was a big play in the game. It was really the Bears defense that did the job. Three interceptions, including a pick six by Roquan Smith, to win that game. They play Sunday at noon at Cleveland, and the Monday night football game tonight is Detroit in Green Bay.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Sorry about yesterday's loss for your Birds.
It's a close game till
it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, a couple tip passes for pick sixes, but yeah, it was a close game for a bit.
48-25.
They're down three going into the fourth quarter.
Okay, well, I know. That's why they play the whole game.
I know. Yeah. But then, yeah, got a little ugly. It's all right.
Bears barely beat the Bengals.
It was a weird weekend of football. It's been a weird season so far. A lot of quarterback injuries, a lot of low-scoring, big, powerful teams, just a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. We'll get back on the other side of the break. I didn't touch this story. I didn't really care to because it didn't matter to me until it got really, really weird. They had the big gala this past week where everyone shows up.
You talking about at the Met?
Yes.
And the dress?
Yes.
And the response dress?
I didn't see the response dress. All right, so what do you say when an avowed socialist... Right? I mean, and I don't dislike her. I don't agree with her, but I'm not meaning it in a pejorative way. She's a socialist. I mean, in her politics, in her take on what the American economy should or shouldn't do, definitely leans to the Bernie Sanders side of things.
Yeah, certainly leaning, for sure.
She supported, endorsed, has agreed with every financial. I mean, I don't think that's leaning.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is I don't know that she's like, hey, I'm a socialist, but she certainly is sides that way more times than not.
Okay. So she goes to an event in which she's comped, I will say fairly, but the ticket is $30,000 to get into that thing. So, you know, you get somebody who doesn't like rich people, hanging out with a lot of rich people, comped into the event, wears a dress, which was very pricey, with a message that says tax the rich, now turns out designed by a luxury designer who doesn't pay their taxes. This story just keeps giving.
It's silly to begin with.
No, but I mean, but it gets the irony of sort of our political debate on stage, right? About how the hypocrisy in Washington, D.C. knows no bounds. I mean, whether it's left or right.
Right.
What was the intended message that just completely got lost in the message of tone deaf? Like, I mean, does anything come out of this as coherent at this point?
No. I mean, the intent was just to raise awareness.
About rich people paying more taxes when the person who designed the dress is in arrears in multiple states of paying taxes.
I mean, that wasn't part of the message, but that's the end result. I mean, she didn't put that on the dress. I mean, the intent was just to say this.
Okay, but isn't this the problem when you try to make ham-fisted statements about life in general?
Oh, for sure. Yep. Oh, yeah.
When you go, okay, didn't think this through at all.
Didn't take it all the way down. Nope. You're absolutely right.
And evidently, it is like literally payroll taxes, taxes on homes, jet setting off to, you know, famous places, but you can't pay the taxes on your home in Beverly Hills.
And maybe the dress was meant for the person making the dress.
federal liens. I mean, does anyone not go, okay, this is probably a bad idea, including the designer herself who was there at the Met with AOC?
I don't know if I should
taking
be
taking all the pictures.
I don't know if I should be writing this right now. Someone might wonder about my taxes.
I don't get it.
Yeah, there was a response dress worn at a gala in Alabama that says, white dress that says, socialism never works. There's photos on the internet.
Do you ever, like at any gala, I mean, does a gala itself as the setting really work either way? Like, tax the rich standing amongst, I mean, who do you think you're hanging out with at the Met
at
$30,000 a ticket?
She might have been trying to bring it to their front door.
Oh, I think they all agree. Just not them.
Like, you know.
Other rich people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think maybe
there's a difference between creative rich people and business rich people.
Yeah, I don't think she was. I mean, she seems fairly educated and fairly smart. I don't think that she was going there not aware that all those people are the people that she's probably talking to. She might not have left very popular.
I don't know. I just think it's just, to me, it is a symbol of like how all of these ideas of influencing people still can't correlate the end thing. It's just, oh, we just go with emotion. This will make a statement.
We have missed.
But what statement is it eventually going to make?
So many of these things, whether it be t-shirts, things related to the flag, dresses, all this different stuff.
It's Kanye West going to the Occupy Wall Street in an $800 shirt.
And that is so many examples of that. So many examples of, you know, protect the police while beating the police. We never stop and do the thing that we're saying.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Lots of examples of that right now in the world.
I just like, I don't know. Do you need the dress? To me is like, okay, I don't care. I mean, I'm not motivated by somebody going to a thing and doing a thing. I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. Right?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't change my mind, and it doesn't make me furious. I mean, I don't have time for either. I mean, it's a stunt thing.
It was a stunt.
And stunt things often backfire. But when you add it up totally, it makes for a pretty ridiculous picture.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at a $30,000 ticket event in a dress designed, a very expensive dress, designed by a designer who doesn't pay her taxes. But the dress says tax the rich.
Maybe the designer will have you think they're not rich.
Yeah.
It wasn't talking about me. I'm broke.
Yeah, no.
That's why I don't pay my taxes. I'm broke.
Yeah.
If I had money, I'd pay my taxes.
Right. Hold my beer. I got to get a private plane to Morocco.
Right.
But I'm broke. To me, it says a lot about a lot of things.
It sure does.
All right. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
Buying a new home can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. First Mid Bank and Trust can help you apply for pre-approval, shop with confidence, knowing how much you can afford, and explore down payment assistance programs, getting answers from local lenders. With down payment options and great rates, we can be your trusted guide every step along the way. Start your journey today with First Mid Bank and Trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome to the show. We got a busy week this week. Make sure you support the Girl Scouts. Most importantly, support Tanya Andrews, who's the Diamonds and Desserts honoree this year. This Thursday at the Country Club, 6 to 8, I believe. Tickets are $75. You're going to get that much in desserts.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that event a few times.
Yeah, you can't remember whether there were cookies in the actual dessert.
Well, I do remember. So my brain is mixing a few things up. I think I remember some instances of ground-up cookies being used as toppings or ingredients. I feel like some had the cookies like straight-up integrated, but I don't know that it was 100% across the board.
No, I've sampled every single one by responsibility, meaning as a former honoree, we get our own table and we get to judge all of the desserts. So I've had every single dessert from every chef at every restaurant for probably 15 years.
Okay. Then you probably would know.
Yes. It's inspired by.
Good pairing.
Like, you know, so if you are... My personal favorite Girl Scout cookie is the lemonades.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the lemonades, you know, you do a dessert inspired by the flavor.
So
the
maybe a citrusy
concept.
Custard or something
yes,
that would
yes,
go with it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that ever and never in the history has anyone used them in the dessert, but it's not required. I mean, they don't take the cookie and make the cookie into a dessert.
Fair enough.
I'm going to get my $5 next month. But it's wonderful. And there's also food, too, by the way. And they're doing it outdoors, which I think is just the way to go, particularly the weather we're going to have this week. I know we got some rain coming tomorrow, but the rest of the week looks beautiful. I was looking at Thursday, just kind of in ahead of time. Thursday, high of 70.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's spectacular outdoor weather. 6 to 8, tickets are $75. Support Tanya. Come on out. We also have the final weekend, official weekend of the scheduled events, meaning the, you know, the entire season at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Lindsay's all excited about Diamond Rio. I have no idea who they are.
I don't really either. My mom was telling me about Three Dog Night that she saw them in her early years. I don't know if it's teens or 20s, but here in Decatur.
Really?
At a place that I'd never heard of that's long since gone. I'm not going to remember the name. I feel like it was maybe something like the Moonlight or something like that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
When would that have been? I mean, like roughly time frame.
Probably 40 years ago, 40, 50 years ago.
50 years ago?
Somewhere in there, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Early 1970s?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody knows. 217-875-1340. If you can nail down Nick's memory there of, well, not Nick's memory, Nick's mom's memory of Three Dog Night. Before we go to the break, I know the Emmys were last night, and I really haven't perused through the list of winners. I don't know if you have or not, but I know Ted Lasso won a couple. I know HBO was up for like 130 nominations altogether. And with that, having said that, HBO is doing a little price reduction right now because remember Amazon dumped like millions of subscribers this past week. So if you want to get in on the HBO Max thing, I really think you should. It's good stuff. You can get in pretty cheap. And Ted Lasso finally hit a dud Friday night.
I haven't watched this recent one. I saw the episode about Beard, who is an ISU graduate, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah, Brendan, forget his last name, but
that was the episode.
Oh, was that?
That was Friday night.
Oh, I'm caught up. Wow.
I don't know. That was the episode.
All right.
It was a struggle for me.
Yeah.
It was really bad. For Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
They usually just like every Friday. It's a pointing and calling your home run shot.
Right.
A la Babe Ruth.
Yeah, this one didn't follow the same recipe.
Disjointed and slow and kind of funny at some points, but just like they took something that would have been a really good second or third tier part of a story, you know, just a small part, try to make an entire episode out of it, and I thought it failed. Like that you get the feeling with really good television series, sometimes like there's more episodes this season than there were the first.
Yeah.
And you feel like they're just filling time.
Well, the last two or three, they've picked like a theme and kind of stuck with it, like reverse feelings and, you know, different things that they were trying to do. And,
yeah, I get it.
You know, but they were big winners at the Emmys with Roy Kent getting his.
I love Roy Kent.
Yeah, he's really good. And also The Boss and Jason Sudeikis as well. There's the three actors that took home awards plus the show itself. Really nice show.
It's a great show. I was surprised that we had, you know, a flop. I mean, to me, it was like the first one that they really kind of whiffed on.
Yeah, it was the least interesting of them for me. I like that character a lot, but I like that character as a splash of hot sauce. I don't want the whole meal.
No, that's exactly right. You went way too deep in Coach Beard. I mean, you know, Coach Beard is funny on the outside looking in.
Yeah, and I don't want to know a lot about him. I want that mystery so that look is like, what is that nut job thinking?
Yes. What's the Roy Kent song?
I don't remember it. Not enough to sing it.
All right. We'll take one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 2 p.m. It's going to be cloudy before becoming sunny with a high of 84. Tonight, that rain continues with a chance of heavy rainfall and thunderstorms and some wind, a low around 63. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain, high near 72. And then Wednesday starts to be better, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:56.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery-powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED. and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to makingkindgives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's makingkindgives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Macon County Health Department is offering a number of COVID-19 vaccine clinics for Macon County.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.